Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Riptide Music Festival powered by Ford is coming to Fort Lauderdale Beach November 23rd and 24th. This year's event is headlined by multi-platinum recording artist The Killers, also appearing in the 1975, Real Big Fish, Soul Asylum, and many more. Get details and tickets at RiptideFest.com. And right now, be caller number 5 to 305-567-0560 for a chance to win a pair of one-day GA tickets. 305-567-0560, caller number 5, wins a pair of one-day general admission tickets to Riptide. That's November 23rd and 24th in Fort Lauderdale Beach.
All right, we got Monday Night Football tonight.
What do you you think the Jets have a chance tonight?
Huh? I think Jets gonna cover for sure.
Yeah, well, what is it, like a 9-point spread?
9 or 10.
Yeah. But you think the Jets have a shot? I think there's no chance. I don't care how good Darnold plays.
Oh, they're gonna come out all fired up. But right, we'll see. You know, Darnold, you're going to play against a little different defense tonight than he's used to.
But the Jets' offense did look better when he was brought back in.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone looked better on that offense. And Darnold looked really good last week.
Is Herndon back? Did I see Herndon's back?
I believe he's back this week, yes.
So he's looked really good. Another guy that had the knee injury and has been able to come back. I thought he's really, really good.
Wasn't he suspended also? Suspended.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he got off to a rough start with all the stuff. We got the World Series all set, too, man. I don't know about everybody else, but I'm kind of looking forward to this. Now, if you like offense, this may not be for you as you look at these pitching matchups. They've said this for years and years, and it's true. Pitching beats great hitting.
Right.
And you got especially Cole and Scherzer and Verlander and Strasburg to start with.
Oof. Great matchups.
I mean, those are
great pitching matchups.
You know, you're talking about they all should be fresh, back on normal rotation and not pitching on short rest and everything else. There are going to be a lot of strikeouts in these games coming up with the Astros and Nationals. I think it's going to be a great series. I don't see one. Nationals obviously had a lot of time off. You hope they haven't lost their edge. I'm kind of glad the Yankees are out of it.
Really?
I'm not one that sees – because I like the Astros.
Okay.
I like the Astros story. I'm not saying they're low payroll. They're not. But I like the Astros and the way it was built. You know, they did that thing.
Project Wolverine?
They did Project, you know, we're going to build it. They hit some home runs on draft picks.
Right.
Had some good picks.
That helps.
And they worked out.
Yeah.
And then they got – their top two pitchers were on other teams. And honestly – everybody thought their other two pitchers were just guys. Verlander wasn't the same guy. Like, Verlander got his fastball back and started I thought he was done in Detroit. And Cole was in Pittsburgh. Who was he? He was just a guy. And now he's the most dominant pitcher in baseball. I don't know how it happens. I don't know when you go to Houston if there's some magical coaching that goes on. But those guys, I mean – Scherzer is good, but Strasburg's another homegrown product, high pick, the highest pick, I believe his first overall pick in the draft when he came out and was throwing at like 109-mile-an-hour fastball. But that's a great story. So I'm just sitting back like Astros, very likable team.
It'll be fun to
play hard, play together. Nationals, that's been a hell of a story after losing their superstar, left them. And they're playing great. So.
Gerrit Cole hasn't lost since May 22nd, and he's about to hit free agency. And there's going to be –
oh, no, they're saying the Yankees. He's only
Dodgers,
29.
Yankees, all the teams with these massive payrolls, everyone's going to go after him. And they said, of course, the Yankees would be the first team to go there with a Brinks truck and say, we need a pitcher.
I think
there
they
you
know.
Go.
Yeah, right. I think they know that now. And and everything else. But anyway, 56022. We didn't forget about all the Manny stuff and everything else from sports over the weekend, including how many people did this during Saturday. How many people found themselves going, I need a little time here. Washington and Oregon are playing LSU and Mississippi State. Not that you care about any of those teams on the West Coast or the SEC, but you just wanted to see Herbert, Eason, and Joe Burrow throw the rock, knowing there's a good chance that all three guys are first-round picks in this class of what is going to end up being, and everybody agrees. There's a lot of teams now saying, we need a quarterback.
Right.
The guy we thought was a franchise quarterback is just a Ryan Tannehill quarterback.
Ugh.
No, you need the next step. And so everybody's trying to find that franchise quarterback. But so what do you think of those guys?
I think Joe Burrow is putting himself in that if he's the number two guy or number one guy in people's mind. It's going to all depend on obviously how the rest of the season shakes up. But Joe Burrow has put himself in a category with Tua now. Before the season, I don't know if he was there. I think it was really Tua or Herbert.
No, he wasn't.
Tua or Herbert. And now Burrow's, in my mind, is above Herbert in that category.
Joe Burrow is in a situation where whether he, according to who you talk to, he's going to be a third-round pick or a fourth-round pick. He definitely a high first-round pick.
Top five pick now, probably.
And, I mean, if he's not, then I am done trying to say I will never come on here and talk about another draft if Joe Burrow's not a high first-round pick.
He is. He's going to be.
If he's not a top 15 pick, then I'm missing something. And the only thing I got on him, somebody in a high position said, the only thing, are you worried about the fact that he's just putting these numbers up? This is the first time he's done it where the other guy's done it since he started quarterback. And I go, no.
No.
I don't care about. He's a little bit older. I don't care. I don't care if he did a 2-year mission.
Right.
If he can play.
No, that doesn't matter to me. 1 year does.
I don't care if he played baseball. Well, we've seen guys going to first round and win, tried baseball and couldn't hit the curveball and had to come back. So I like Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's putting that ball. And it's not, I don't care about arm strength and all that stuff. I don't. Everybody's arm's good enough. Really. Every guy's arm's good enough. It's not that. Putting the ball in the right place, moving around the pocket, and in those little windows in the end zone from the red zone, somewhere in around the 15 to 25-yard line, the throws that he makes. On the run, slid side of the pocket, up by the line, throws it over the top, back of the end zone for a touchdown. Guy caught it in his arm. But I was like, man, this stuff's good.
I need one of those guys. I need a Burrow or a Tua.
So I guess
I want Tua.
I didn't finish it. So yeah. Are you still? You're still.
I'm still on the Tua train. Yep.
Yeah, I'm not, and I haven't been, but it could be. I'm not saying you're wrong.
All right.
But is there anybody that's just being open minded that's just not shut to the fact that it's Tua for Tua? Is there any chance you're open minded enough to go, you know what? Joe could run the show. Could be Joe Burrow.
If it comes down,
he's a fireball. The only thing that bothers me about him,
got
the friggin' 15-year-old face.
I don't care about that.
I'm joking a little bit. But they show shots of him like he's all jacked. He's a little cocky. I feel like he's a cocky freshman in high school.
I saw it in the game this week, and they were talking about the media guide with his face on the media guide, and he looked like a little kid. And I was like,
you thought he was representing your local elementary school.
Can he throw the ball? Is he accurate? Is he accurate? Is he a team leader?
He can do that.
Those are the attributes I want.
Plus, I feel like I know his mom and dad. They showed so many shots of his mom and dad high-fiving each other and hugging each other every time that kid threw a touchdown.
Just wait till November 9th when it's Tua and Burrow in that game as a starting quarterbacks. That game will more than likely be on CBS unless it's the ABC ESPN college game.
I want him to be 1-2 or 1-3 or 2-3 so bad.
And there'll be so many – every Dolphin scout will be at that game.
We got more stuff to get to, but you know what? There's one thing that's always good 7 days a week.
Tell me.
A rum and Coke.
Oh, you're talking about Zafra rum.
Zafra rum. Now, they took our Zafra board out of here.
They did.
But I will tell you, there's no such thing as a bad time
No.
You get a little Zafra rum, you forget about the other rum. Or you get real dumb if you ain't having that Zafra.
Joe, if you haven't had Zafra rum yet, you're truly missing out. It's unlike any other rum I've had before, by the way, because it's aged in bourbon oak casks. So if you're looking for that upscale and luxurious spirit, you got to try either the 21-year-age bottle or the limited edition 30-year-age bottles of Zafra rum. Perfectly balanced with the taste of fruit and spice. It's got such an elegant aroma because of those bourbon oak casks. Great for top shelf cocktails, sipping it straight up or on the rocks, and great with your favorite cigar. Even Cigar Aficionado magazine recommends Zafra rum by saying with its spice and oak barrel flavors, it's a spirit that seems purpose-built for a cigar. Zafra also received an exceptional 95-point rating from the Beverage Tasting Institute. It's just another one of the prestigious awards. So if you're going to a tailgate or going to a party or just watching the game, ask for Zafra rum or bring a bottle of Zafra rum, and you'll be the hero of the party. I've done it before. This is a true statement. I've been to parties, I brought Zafra rum, and I look like the hero at the end because everyone is like, whoa, what's that? Let me have a glass of that. This is unbelievable. It is. And if you haven't tasted yet, shame on you. Honestly, shame on you. They're social media friendly, so follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Zafra rum, at Z-A-F-R-A. Zafra rum reminds you to always drink responsibly. And remember, there is no rum without Zafra.
All right, welcome back here. Before we say goodbye, we got to check in at 56022. But Zach, I want to say one thing. We talk about the high school football stuff a lot, and,
yep,
and guys that come from down here. For years when I started doing radio, it used to be, first it was when I first started, black players can't be quarterbacks,
right? Of course.
We went through that. Yeah. And then we went through South Florida's only got athletes, a quarterback. They don't have – you got to go to certain places. And now, for the first time, we got three guys from South Florida not only starting a quarterback, Lamar Jackson, Teddy Bridgewater, and Jacoby Brissett, but their teams are all in first place. They've led their teams. Lamar Jackson's Baltimore Ravens, 5-2. Teddy Bridgewater comes in, 5-0. They haven't missed a beat. And they went on the road, beat Chicago, went to Seattle, and Jacoby Brissett from Dwyer High School. 4 touchdowns, leads his team over the Texans, who everybody thought, wow, the Texans are loaded in. They're in first place, 4-2 in their division. What three great stories, right, man. Lamar, Teddy, and Jacoby, man, all representing South Florida. It's great to see for a place that's only supposed to have receivers and running
players,
backs.
Yeah,
and,
right,
yeah, skilled players all over the place.
DBs, linebackers, that's it. No
and,
quarterbacks.
Always been – we don't have a lot of really good offensive linemen and quarterbacks. No quarterbacks. And now
– now look.
It's good stuff, man. It's the first time we've really had this, so it's really cool.
It's 10%
to see
of the NFL.
Three guys having great success, all different styles, really good teams. Lamar, of course, been a great story, what he's been able to do. And it looks like, watching that game yesterday, the highlights, it looks like they went back a little bit to what they did when he took over last year.
Not as much the Dolphin game, but a little bit different, yeah.
Yeah, not dropping back and having guys wide open.
Well, I mean, that doesn't happen all the time either. That's the difference. All right, let me give you some text messages here. 56022 is the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Guys, just heard the Manny Diaz interview. Yes, the team could be 7-0, but aside from the UF game, why is Miami even in close games with these teams that have far less talent than us? Georgia Tech, a 1-score game. UNC, Virginia Tech, no reason those should be even close. So what is the real reason?
It's a great question. There's a huge difference in talent. It shouldn't come down to these field goals, although it's embarrassing to miss all these field goals. These short field goals, it's just not acceptable. And I'm not picking on young guys. I know they're all young guys. They got a bright future doing something in their life. Won't be kicking, but doing something. But it is. It should never come down to this. You should be able to score more points, and you shouldn't be giving up defensive scores and special team scores, right, as well as offensive scores, and give up 200 yards. Those are all bad things,
right,
man. Those all lead to, like, if somebody tells you, go at any level, you go, damn, we lost, huh? And then you go, it's Georgia Tech, though. And Georgia Tech and Miami aren't recruiting the same guys.
Not even close.
Georgia Tech's not there yet with their new coach. This is his first year. He's still stuck with half those wishbone guys.
Right.
They couldn't find another home.
Right. Joe,
whenever Joe uses that line, by the way, you know it's a very bad loss.
Yeah.
That's Joe's go-to line when it's a bad loss.
Yeah. What? Which
they
one?
Don't recruit the same guys.
What's true?
That's
that
your go-to.
True.
I love
it's
that
true.
Line.
It's true. They don't.
By the way, Wisconsin. They lost to Illinois.
They don't recruit the same guys.
How about Florida State and Wake Forest?
They don't recruit the same guys. Smart ass, but it's true.
We didn't bring that
you
up.
You agree, or does it bother you that I do it? It sounds like it bothers you that I do that.
No, it makes sense. It's just your go-to line when there's a bad loss in college football. That's your go-to line.
Kind of the standard.
I don't mind if you're going against guys that are either, first of all, that got guys that stay an extra year and you got a bunch of 21, 22-year-olds. That neutralizes sometimes young talent, right? Guys that stay around. But outside of that, yeah, I do look. I look at the 3, 4s, and 5 stars because it's so important. Hell, the coaches tell you it's important. The recruiting's important. And every year I see the Miami Hurricanes either 2 or 3 in recruiting. Clemson's clearly out in front.
Right.
But
they're right up there.
Georgia Tech.
Yeah, shouldn't be in the
Virginia
game.
Virginia Tech was supposed to be down.
Shouldn't be in the
North
game.
Carolina got a new coach.
Freshman quarterback. Also.
You got to understand, Joe, I've been working with you. I think this is like my 6th or 7th football season with
and
you. We've lost to a lot of mid-level ACC teams, so you had to go to that line a lot.
Yeah,
I have.
It's sad, but it's true.
I'm going to tell you another one. Now I'm worried about Nikosi Perry and Jaren Williams. We still got to go get a quarterback at a different level. Either that or it's just 100% coaching, whatever you think.
Probably a little bit of both. Joe, watching the Canes attempt a field goal reminds me of the Dolphins trying to get a second-round pick. That's funny.
Trying to select a second-round pick.
We got to start giving some credit to the Finns coaching staff. Flores is starting to make some chicken salad out of what has been handed to him. Still winless, of course, but marked improvement.
The last 2 weeks, glad somebody picked up on that. Last 2 weeks, the coaching and what he's getting, couple weeks when this thing started, you're like, ooh, this is not what New England looked like, at least. And now you see, maybe it's a little bit, they're finally catching on. Maybe some of it is coordinators calling better games, but the guys know where they're supposed to be. They line up. They're disguising stuff. They confuse you now the last 2 weeks. The defense ended up giving up 31 points. I felt pretty good. They held them for 3 quarters to 3 field goals.
Take out the onside kick touchdown, and it was 24-21. You know, you got to be happy with that.
Gave them a short field on a strip fumble yeah, there. A couple
bad ones in there. Joe, you should have been talking about Burrow months ago. And by the way, the Bama-LSU game will 100% be on CBS. They get the first crack at the top SEC game that week. It'll be that game. Okay.
Thank you. I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
Well, I wasn't sure.
Because
I can imagine
game day is going to be wherever that game is.
You tell me for so many different reasons. That's not only a must watch, but can you imagine for people down here?
Oh.
If you think, Joe, do people 56022, do people think that Joe's making a little run at Tua?
Yeah. You want to hear a couple?
Yeah.
It needs to be Burrow. Seriously. Tua, as you see, is injury prone, been injured every year since he played. Tua behind the Finns offensive line, that's a scary trick or treat. He'll stay on the IR all year. No go on that. Burrow also plays in a pro-style offense. I'm a Rosen guy if Tua is the other option, but I would take Burrow over Rosen. Kid has attitude. These are coming in one by one.
He does. Besides that baby face, he's got a little attitude to him, like, right?
Someone said Mahomes got a young face, too. Is that too young for you? No, I'll take him also.
No, I'm joking about the baby face. You're right. But, by the way, he's right about Mahomes, too.
Looks like he's 12 years old. Yeah. I'm still on the Trevor train. Choo-choo. There's that guy again. LSU Alabama in a few weeks will determine if Burrow is the first round pick or the first overall pick. This guy says first round pick. I think he's a first round pick no matter what at this point. Outside of getting injured. He's a first round pick.
If he's not a first round pick.
We're talking number one overall.
You got to admit, though, everybody out there, there's 5 or 6 quarterbacks going in the first round. There's at least 5. And there's going to be 6. There might be 7 or 8 going the first 2 rounds. You got to admit. Joe Burrow's a first-round pick.
Yeah, he's a first-round
pick. Hell, hadn't he made himself a top 15 or 16 pick?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Mel Kiper Jr.
Right, there it is. For what it's worth, Coach Neuheiser, formerly of Colorado, called Burrow's the next Tom Brady in his skill set, not so much for the championships. Okay, thank you. We'll take that. Are you worried about him being you've been missing on Joe Burrow for months now. It's about time you started talking about him. He should be the number one guy.
Oh, my God. Was that Devon Gotcha? He was letting me have it last night. He goes, Why haven't you guys been talking about him before? Now you wait. Now you wait because he's in the Heisman thing, so everybody's talking. Like, are you okay, though? He's just put these numbers up this year. I mean, he loaded up on the numbers at the right time.
Yep. How about this one? The real question everyone wants to know, Joe, did you wear the leather jacket this weekend?
No, man, I'm done with that leather jacket.
Did you wear it?
Guys are giving me a hard time. Like, I didn't bring it
up. What'd you bring up there? It was cold, right?
I have another little jacket I wore.
Okay. Joe, the Canes might need some extra meatballs that you always talk about with the Anthonys. Yeah, maybe.
I got other problems besides needing some new pizza, some delicious pizza.
New York listener, Burrow is pro ready. Oh my God, that boy can bowl.
You know, this is the closest I've watched him play. And I know, by the way, this isn't the greatest competition. He's played two really good teams.
Yeah.
This is not one of them.
No.
But he threw the ball. He had some time. He put some balls
right on the money.
Right on the money, where there was a small window. Now, his guys catch everything. You got to admit, they're not the second best batch of receivers outside Alabama, but much better than everybody else's.
Right, yeah. Well, it's a big leap for those two above everyone
else. From Oregon,
yeah.
Washington. I didn't see anything run around like what LSU and Alabama got run around the field.
LSU and Alabama.
But I got to tell you, those are still good throws.
Right. But those guys might have five receivers picked in the draft this year if all those guys are eligible. And we're talking top four rounds. Like, there's a lot of wide receivers that are good on those teams. Let's see what else we have here. Joe, this Manny Diaz guy is a hell of a salesman. Sold his fan base a bill of goods. Talked about players getting better. Offensive line is a joke. Does he not realize that was freaking Georgia Tech who they played? Anyone who should look better against those bums?
I would ask you as we leave, did Manny make a mistake with the new Miami and what we're going to be this year with what has happened? Because it will come back now. But it's what Canes fans expected. He was giving the people what they wanted. We are out of here. I'm getting the word. Break. Go to break. Levy and Stu Gotts coming up next. Have a great day, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.